It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to this beautiful Saturday morning that is the heartland of America. On this Saturday morning, we're going to talk a little bit about a big Friday night. Homecoming 2014 is stamped and done. It's in the books, and it went the way of the Blue Demons, 56-7. Oldest rivalry in high school sports, any oldest rivalry, continuous oldest rivalry, and that is the Battle of Highway 5 and the Blue Demons and the Big Red went out last night. Albia really got things going early, a big kickoff coverage play that set the tone for the entire night, and from that point on, it became a snowball for the Blue Demons. We're going to talk with Coach Staton about last night's win, and we've got Coach Hill in the house, and Matt Baker, touchdown maker, and last night he led, had a nice 49-yard touchdown pass, and then a touchdown run that led to a lateral from Matt Baker to his quarterback, Luke Sarver, and that was a thing of beauty. So we're going to talk with the guys about last night's game. We're also going to take a look at all the games from last night. You know, this is week five in the books. You start to shake out the contenders from the pretenders, and we certainly know that Albia is a contender. We also know that Sheraton is a contender. That's the big win last night for Sheraton. They get by Oskaloosa. Oskaloosa, always a really solid football program, but Sheraton with a win last night. How about Ottumwa, too, getting a win over Iowa City High? They blanked them last night, 34-0. We'll look at all the scores, but some real impressive wins last night here in Southern Iowa, and the Blue Demons amongst those. We'll also try to catch up with Coach Todd Ratliff. He's over in Fairfield. They have a meet over there this morning, and we're going to try to catch up with him at the end of this hour. Yeah, but we got a lot of talk about the football that took place last night at Ironman Field. When we come back to the Coach's Corner, don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Community First Credit Union. Coach's Corner, stay right here.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Take a moment to look up your auto loan rate. Is it higher than 1.99% APR? If it is, Community First Credit Union can help. For a limited time only, refinance with CFirst and we'll drive down your interest rate up to 1% APR. That equals big savings over the life of your loan. It's easy to refinance. Just stop by one of our convenient locations or go to c1stcu.com and apply online today to drive down your auto loan rate. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer excludes existing CFirst loans federally insured by the NCUA.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
Hey, Brent, I noticed that the outside of my home and business really needs to be cleaned. Can you help with the power washing?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think you mean absolutely. I really need to stain my deck and privacy fence before winter, but it's really filthy. Can you help with that?
Absolute.
Don't you ever finish a word?
Let Absolute Cleaning Systems help you with all your cleaning needs. Call Absolute Cleaning Systems at 932-4500 today to schedule an appointment. Again, that's 932-4500, the absolute best choice in cleaning.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner here on this beautiful Saturday morning. How about this week that Mother Nature, God gave us a great week here to enjoy a week of homecoming, and the Blue Demons gave us a lot to cheer about last night on the old gridiron as the Blue Demons come away victorious 56-7. We'll take a look at the contest from around the area from last night. You can do the same thing I'm doing right now, folks, and it's a pretty easy thing made for you, our listeners. And that is the Thunderbolt app, and we are going to take a look at last night's scores. Albia in the homecoming victory, 56-7 last night over Centerville. It was Sheraton saying they are contenders, beating Oskaloosa 34-27. Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont is defeated by Pella Christian. The Eagles, 42. The Rockets, 8. Twin Cedars and Wayne last night postponed. Game moved to Monday night. The only storm cell in the entire state of Iowa stayed on top of Wayne the entire night. It was Davis County, Albia's next opponent. Davis County's homecoming a week away, and Davis County gets the win on the road over Clark, 34-21. Colfax Mingo last night, 27. North Mahaska, 13. It was Mid Prairie over Sigourney Kyoto, 38-20. Ankeny by Ames last night, 20-14. In district play last night, it was CMB getting by PCM, a tight football game right down to the wire there. CMB holds on to get the win, 31-28, the final score there. Fort Madison is down by Fairfield. How about that? The good Fairfield team getting by Fort Madison, 34-15. Ottumwa, Blank City High. Iowa City High, 34-0. A great game for the Bulldogs. North Polk shows that they were for real, beating Roland Story 49-14. Montezuma stays undefeated over Belle Plaine last night, 26-8. Melcher Dallas, a big winner over Seymour, 68-6. Pella by Knoxville, 28-0. It was Waco and Cardinal going at it. It was a slugfest. 100 points put up on the board between those two teams, 52-50, the final score there. Pekin remains undefeated, 55-20 over Van Buren. It was Colonesco getting by Tri-County, 62-8 in Earlham, 65-12 winner over Southeast Warren. Mediapolis, a team that Albia has faced many times over the last several years, 40-13 over West Liberty, another really good program. Williamsburg, 42, West Burlington, 14 last night. It was Bedford getting by Pleasantville, 33-21. Urbandale, a big winner over Indianola, 48-30. And it was Moravia, the Mohawks, celebrating homecoming just down the way on Highway 5. And they get a big win last night, 74-0, your final score. And that is your final score wrap-up, courtesy of the Thunderbolt app from the Friday Night Lights Big Board. And what a busy night it was last night. What a tremendous week of weather here for all of us to enjoy a homecoming week here in Albion. I've got the head coach of the victorious Albia Blue Demons sitting next to me here. And, Coach, first off, the tempo of the football game really was set, and I guess it's become a very steady, common theme, and is that our special teams are really special. When they're special, we have special nights.
Well, that's certainly true, and we devote a lot of time and practice to special teams, and they have made a difference in a number of games. Last night, the other team happened to fumble the ball and gave us a short field, and we capitalized on it. The week before, we gave the opponents a short field, and they capitalized on it. So it makes a difference each and every play, what you do and how you operate. And sometimes in a game like last night, a snowball starts to gather and it gains momentum and size and mass as it goes along. And I think that's kind of what happened with Centerville. First of all, I want to commend Centerville, great sportsmanship on their side. They have an excellent coaching staff. Coach Evans kind of comes from coaching royalty. His daddy was a coach of a Mythical State Championship, undefeated, unscored on team, and coach himself has coached a state championship team. So they know football, and they got their defense coordinator is nicknamed Mad Dog, and they don't do that because he's a gentle little guy. He a wily coach, and they had a good scheme. It just happened that things went our way, but you got to give them credit for playing hard the whole way.
Coach, you're, the week before against North Polk, you went up there, and here you had all this fast, the fast turf, and everyone was looking to Abby's going to go out and run the ball over the field. You did, but air the ball out over the field, and you put up 450 yards of offense and all of it on the ground. Come back home here, and Coach, you show that the balance of this offense. Luke Sarver had a tremendous night, 108 yards through the air, and really not much reason to go to the air in the second half, but he continues to show that he's a multifaceted quarterback that does things with a great discipline, and his carryouts of his handoffs, the fakes, all those things really set things up for the play action, which I think is going to be tremendous for you guys. As the running game is going to be strong all year, that play action pass is going to open things up for you.
I don't know where people think that we can't throw the ball. We can throw the ball very, very well, but if we're gaining 6 or 7 yards per carry on the ground, I'm an old lineman myself, and I love running the football. So we can throw the football. This football team is a nice team, got great kids, they're fun to be around, fun to coach, but they're not anywhere near as good as they can be. We haven't played our best game yet, and if this team fulfills its destiny and keeps getting better each week, it's going to be really, really fun, and they're going to go down as one of the great teams in the history of our school. But that's if and buts, and they got to make it happen. But I believe they will. They practice well. They show up. Their behavior in the community and around the school is what it should be. They're acting like champions, but we want to be more than champions and have the total package. So we have weapons we haven't used yet. We have formations and sets we haven't used yet, we haven't had to, and there'll come games in the future where we'll need to pull those out, but we continue to practice them. The lateral to Matt Baker was not a fluke thing. We practice that every day. The biggest problem we've had over the years is have a wing back that is unselfish enough to be able to pitch the ball out to somebody else, and once again, Matt Baker demonstrated what kind of person he is, the character he has, because the touchdown goes to the guy that caught the lateral, but it takes an unselfish guy to pitch that ball out, and executed very, very well. So that had the people in the stands cheering and had me grinning. I just couldn't help but grin over that play. That was a neat thing to see.
Coach, you can't accomplish those type of plays one without the unselfishness of your team, but you also have to have a really good rhythm with your offense, and your offense really does have this nice rhythm going. I mean, the offensive line has its steps down. The holes that were created last night were just humongous, and that's not because the defense is not trying really hard and not really talented, but as a whole, your offense has really got a nice rhythm to it.
Well, Centerville, Mad Dog always throws us some wrinkles. He'll have some different things they haven't done before, and we have to adjust to those things, and that's good for our players to have to do to adjust to new situations. But Coach Dykstra does a nice job with our offensive line where they go to the strategy board when the defense takes the field, and we start figuring out, okay, what do we got to do? What are they doing? Who's stunning? What down are they stunning on? And those things all help us get things organized. And we may struggle for a while, but sooner or later we're going to figure out a way to get that ball and move the sticks. And that's what has to happen. And last night the offense and defense were complementing each other. And then when you throw in the kicking game being excellent, the result is usually a pretty decisive win.
We're talking with the head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, Hall of Fame coach Jerry State. And last night, Blue Demons victorious at home and homecoming 2014, 56-7, the final score. Coach, lots of scoring to talk about, but one of the most impressive stats here, and it continues to be one of those impressive stats, is that this team will not allow the other opponent, their opponent to run the football. 4 rushing yards last night on 21 carries, and that has been a very steady theme this entire football season.
Our defense, we got a great coaching staff, and they get upset if the other team gains 3 or 4 yards on a rush. And they're getting ready for the next ball game, the most important one on our schedule. And I see Coach Folker brought in 2 cups of coffee today, so I know he's planning on some long hours studying the film and getting ready for the next.
He's got it labeled out, beat Davis County. Attaboy, Coach. I thought we brought one of those in for me, but he's drinking them 2 fists at a time. Man, that's pretty good. That's impressive, Coach. Well, Coach, the guys last night, a few of them were over on the sidelines, and of course our sideline reporters are right on that, and a little concerned making sure everybody's healthy. But it was nice that you got a lot of players' minutes, and again, one of our sideline reporters is somewhat new to the program, new to be around here, and played college football, wise football mind. And one of the things he pointed out about our coaching staff was here, even in the late minutes of the ball game, with likely second and third stream, probably third string guys in on the field, all the coaches were still coaching.
Well, that's what we are. That's our job. And it doesn't matter who's the person on the field, we want them to play their best, and it's our job to observe and then encourage them. But what I also like was that the starters were cheering for those guys on the field. And, when we send a player in, we expect him to give his best effort. And there will be another year, and the more playing experience in varsity games we can get those younger kids, the better it is. There's a reason why we returned almost all our starting defense from last year. And you look at next year, we're going to return another bunch. But whenever you have a good team, you're going to have backups that are getting better each week because they're getting some playing time in varsity games. The freshman-sophomore game and the JV games are good for experience, but there's nothing like a varsity game when you're going against the big boys from the other team that put out their best effort. And Centerville never gave up. They didn't roll over and quit. They were still trying to score points late in the game, and we had our backup guys in. We expect them to play their best, and that's our philosophy, and we're sticking to it.
Coach, injuries last night, how the guys doing health-wise? You're getting 5 games in. You start to see the body start to take a toll, and this is where two-platoon football, the longer the season goes on, that two-platoon football is really going to pay off. The summer before is really going to start to pay off, and the conditioning you're doing in practice is going to start to pay off. But you always got to start to worry about the health of a football team.
Well, I'm not a doctor, and so I don't try to, give injury reports to on kids on how they are. We have some dings, yes, but when you have a strong weightlifting program, and a player gets injured that has been involved in that actively, they have fewer injuries, and when they do get one, they recover quicker. So I expect these guys to bounce back, we have the next man in, and our next man in has done well. Last night, we put Freshwater in at fullback, and he hit a seam and ran it all the way. And the night before, I saw a girl outrun him, and so I think he was trying to kick it in a little special to show that he could run a little faster than he did on that thing for homecoming.
Well, Coach, it really is impressive. You can put the next guy in, and you got guys like Brett Freshwater come in there, and Dan and I alluded to this all night long, is that the depth of a football team isn't just in the numbers. It's in the quality of those numbers. And, you know, this is a good football team. Obviously, you don't want any person to go out, but you bring another person in, and you don't lose in terms of talent and capabilities.
When you have an hour a day and you're concentrating on your position, you're going to get better. If you try to spread a kid around and have him do a little bit of this for 30 minutes and a little bit of that for 30 minutes and something else for 10 or 15 minutes, they don't get proficient at any one thing. But with our system of practicing, our number ones get an hour a day of the skill work at their position, and their backups get an hour a day. And so in the long run, the longer you play, the better you get. And it just seems to fall in line, and there will be another year. And if you play your number ones all the time and let those other guys sit, then next year the guys who are sitting are your number ones, and that's not a good situation. So I like our system. I like the way our coaches are operating. They're on board together, and the brain cells are really working hard when we're out on that field. And I want to give our bench credit. A week ago, a guy that was a sideline crew member for 30 years at his school came to me and says, "Coach Tate, I want to tell you that your sideline was the most disciplined I have seen in 30 years, and our guys were behind the restraining line. And we painted a line on our field. We don't have much sideline, but our guys stayed behind, even though, you know, this didn't give much room. But they respect their coaches. We asked them to do it. They did it. We could operate and get players out. And there are a lot of things that go in. The managers have done a good job. Rachel Sarver is our director of managers, and she's just working really hard, and she's got the girls getting the things that we need on time. And it's frustrating if you get someplace and you're going to play a football game and you get there and there are no footballs. So that's not a good thing, and that gets the head coach pretty nervous. And so a team is made up of a lot of little pieces that come together, and each little piece does its part, and good things happen.
Coach, one thing I want to touch on real quick, and another celebration last night, the way that the defensive backs continue to play so outstanding. They're aggressive. You have a defense that scored for you last night, and a very opportunistic defense. Blake Bear with a couple of INTs, including one that, and I say I like taking the INTs and turning them into TDs, and you guys have been able to do that. Bear with another one last night.
Well, if you know football, you realize there are more ways to score on defense than there are on offense. And I'm encouraging the defense to share in that scoring thing. That really helps a lot when they take that ball and put it in. When our secondary is becoming ball hawks, we've got quite a few interceptions this year, and we have one player that's, I think Blake Bears has tied the interceptions for a single season, and we got more season to go yet. So he gets the glory, but who makes the quarterback throw the ball before he wants to? It's those guys up front that are putting heat on him.
Last night, Eagles Club impact players of the first half. First time we've had two guys win that award. Matt Baker, touchdown maker, won, but Trevor Blackford. It was fairly obvious Matt had a really good offensive night, but Trevor Blackford was just everywhere last night. And on that INT, and I know you guys have probably already watched it, but he absolutely suffocated a Centerville big red player. And that's the epitome of E-Mob. You know, they got that INT, and we turned that into a touchdown, but it took 10 other guys on our team to get downfield and block, and Trevor was one of those guys, and I just love the enthusiasm he plays with on the football field.
Well, I love Blackie, too. You know, he got to drop the runner for a loss, and I had a great angle to watch him. His legs were just churned away, and that back was pretty quick, but he found a way to run him down, and I celebrate that. But there's a case of a kid that, you know, a year ago he didn't play all that much, but he got in the weight room, and he got out for track and doing the things you got to do, and he came to practice in better shape this year, and Whatever you ask him to do, he'll do it, and he'll try to do it the way you want it done. Typical of a case of a guy making himself into a football player and making the coaches play him. He got better, not bitter.
Trevor Cromrey last night running the football looked really good. You know that I'm going to guess. I think that's a fifth guy you've had, maybe sixth guy you've thrown back there, and all of them looked outstanding. And not just putting up yards, but when they attack the hole, how they have their head, are they moving north and south, are they hitting the proper hole at the right time, the steps, and I'm kind of geeky because I enjoy watching the people perform with detail, and he really did a great job for you last night and his opportunity to come out there and shine.
Trevor can be a very fine football player if we can get him to come to practice regularly and learn all the plays. That can be great. We got another player that he knows two plays, and we put him in and we run both those plays, then we got to take him out because you got to run some other plays. So there are things that we can do, and like I say, this team isn't anywhere near as good as it can be, but each and every player, every reserve, has got to do their spot and their assignments and take care of learning the plays and learn their assignments and alignment. And you mentioned some good. I like it that you're mentioning some of these guys that don't get a lot of attention. Trevor, if he'll just keep growing and be all in, he can be a very fine football player.
Well, two platoon, Coach. You guys went to two platoon all season. Dan and I, Dan thought that we would try some two platoon, so he took the mic from me last night and he did the play by play, and I tried to do the caller, and it was painful because I got so much carbon dioxide built up in me, I got to get it out. So we're trying to take those same principles into the press box as well, Coach. I thought you'd want to know that.
Well, that's good to share the glory. The more you shine your light on somebody else, the more it reflects back on you. But I never give my guys the whole control of things because they wouldn't probably give it back. So I keep my feather just a little bit taller than their feather, and so I can kind of have it go the way I want.
Head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, head coach Jerry Staten, and here is one of the funner plays of the night, and this really goes to the detail of when you run things the way that they're being ran, and you put the details to the handoffs, the carryouts, and then you run into this type of play right here.
To this play, Luke Sarver comes to the line of scrimmage, hands it off, Kieran Judge over to the left side. Moving forward. Oh, Sarver. No.
Isley.
Oh, my gosh. Isley with the football. You talk about making a sale there, Big T. Luke Sarver sold the handoff to Judge. Judge looked like he had the football. Luke then looked like he had the football. Nobody knew who had the football, but Carter Isley was the one on the carry all the way down to the 1 yard line.
And that, Coach, when you completely fake out the entire press box, which has a great view, that means that all the guys had to do their job. Obviously, the linemen created a huge hole because Isley took that ball. I think it was a 15-yard carry. And, but Judge got tackled. Luke got tackled. And Isley didn't until he got down to the 1 yard line. That is great detail to your execution of your offense.
Well, that goes back to the amount of time they get practicing those skills. And one of the things that the linemen have decided, if the backs are going to run down the field and drop the ball on the ground, then they're going to pick it up and run with it because Jacob West picked up one of those loose balls and he gained about the first down. So we have things to work on, and we're not going to rest on our oars. We're going to paddle the boat hard.
Coach, thanks so much. Great week for you guys, no rest at all. I know you guys are going to be right back at it. And then, of course, we've got to head down to Davis County. And we all know how that game went last year. And rivalries are always going to make things interesting for sure. Coach Jerry Staten, head coach of the Albia Blue Demons. We'll be right back. Coach Hill's in the house. Coach Folkerts. Now, let's see if we can visit with the touchdown maker himself. Matt Baker's in the house. We'll talk about his big night and this Blue Demon win on Homecoming 2014. When we come back to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
At Community First Credit Union, you get more than just free checking. More value, more flexibility, all with no monthly service charges and no minimum balance requirements. We've done our homework. Come in and let us show you the difference between our free checking and the other so-called free checking accounts. Plus, when you open a CFirst free checking account, you'll get a free gift and up to $10 cash for your debit cards and unused checks from your current financial institution. Make the switch to CFirst today. Rules and regulations apply, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
People's State Bank will be closed temporarily on Monday, September 29th, from 10 a.m. to noon to attend the funeral of our dear friend and co-worker, Nicole Conley.
It's wild. It's the late models. At Knoxville Raceway, anything could happen. The 11th annual Lucas Oil Late Model Knoxville Nationals, presented by Casey's General Stores. September 25th through the 27th, 3 nights of entertainment, excitement, and celebration. Find out who will be the late model champion when the dust settles. Ticket and race info at KnoxvilleRaceway.com. Just be here.
From Luke Sarver. And Matt Baker, the touchdown maker, and Albia scores again. And with a little under 2 minutes off the clock, Dan, Albia's got two scores on the board.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Victorious night last night for the Albia Blue Demons, 56-7. And things got set the right direction right from the kickoff. And we're going to talk with the special teams coach and defensive back coach, Darren Hill, here in the KIC Friday Night Light studio that turns into the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner every Saturday morning. And Coach, so impressive of a start. Really the tone you want to set. And that's what special teams can do for a football team on a Friday night. And when you got that football loose and Albie came up with it, boy, that little snowball turned into an avalanche.
Yeah, that was a great momentum changer for us. If there was momentum at the beginning, they won the toss and wanted the ball. So we're going to put our defense out there first. And boy, our kickoff coverage continued to cover well. And if you remember last year, they got a safety on the opening kickoff one game, and this year we got the fumble there and gave the offense a short field. And with our offense, the way it's running, you give them a short field and the other team's in double trouble. But yeah, that set the tone early, and like you said, once that snowball gets a rolling, it's hard to stop.
It becomes a contagious thing, and the way that these guys want to go out and play special teams. You know, everybody kind of wants to be the guy that returns the football until you're that guy that's returning the football. You know, if you never returned a football in a game, and there's 11 guys coming at you really, really fast, you know, you kind of change your mind about wanting to be there. But the kick coverage is always – it's tough, and you got to lay everything out, and it's hard to get guys bought in. But, man, it's been a contagious thing this year, and here's one of those big plays that we got to witness last night that was a part of your tough return team.
That's the student section, and they are excited about Friday Night Lights, and here's a return. Oh, is that Superman? Oh, no, that's just Matt Baker wearing the outfit tonight as he flew through the air to make that ton of brick hits.
a coach, when you have everybody anticipating the kickoff, and thankfully, you know, our defense is holding teams down, and our offense is putting points up on the board because everybody's waiting for those big special team moments.
It is, and it's a good thing we condition the way we do, because that kickoff team, they get a lot of opportunity to do that. Thank goodness, but it is. It's very, very contagious. Everybody wants to be the first guy down the field and make a big hit. And once one does it, then it just the effort of every player to get down there and make the play has been very, very good all year long. And you know, you just played Matt's tackle there. Matt's actually a contained guy. So, you know, when he gets a free shot down there like that, his job is to turn the guy back in and let somebody else make the big hit. But in that case, Bake was the first guy down there, and he didn't have to turn him in. He made the play.
Kieran Judge had a big special teams play last night, so it's kind of nice to say, oh, my goodness, did he ever. You know, the guy disappeared, and, you know, the sad part, and no disrespect to Centerville, but, you know, you guys are getting guys to want to play on special teams by the way you play, and you're making other guys discouraged from playing special team to wear a different colored jersey because, man, it's punishing.
That's interesting you say that. We put Bake on defense as well last night, and he was playing offense, so we pulled him off of kickoff and put KJ in there, and after the first one, you know, we just wanted to give Matt a little break, and then KJ said, hey, can I still be on this? So we kept him on it the rest of the night, and makes a big hit. So we also we had to sub one out for another injured guy. So you know, it's next guy in, and they've all have given super effort on special teams. I can't ask any more out of them.
Coach, you also work with the defensive backs. Again, you know, five straight weeks of really being tested. The offense getting things going and getting some scores really then starts to force teams to go one-dimensional. But for the fifth straight week, you guys really faced an all-out air-out attack.
Well, with our the way our defensive line has been playing, and it's hard for teams to run the football against us, and so – you know, and with our offense scoring as many points as they are, they've got to get back in the game in a hurry. So they're disbanding, or they're getting rid of their run game and going to passing. So we've did some things a little bit different this week in practice. We did some more one-on-one drills. We did some different cone drills to make sure that, you know, they're getting their back pedals. They're doing the skills that they're supposed to be doing. And, you know, that got us into a little bit of trouble the last couple of games. But we worked really, really hard this week in doing what we're supposed to be doing and getting to where we need to be. And it paid off last night. We got the pass rush from our D-line. You know, when a quarterback has to throw the ball before they want to throw it, you know, that's an advantage to us. And we had a couple big plays there. You know, Blake got a couple picks again last night, but you know, again, he gets the credit for that. It goes in his name as the stats. But boy, behind the scenes, when you got three or four or five and blitzing the linebacker here or there, might be six guys, you know, breathing down your neck, you're going to get rid of it. And that was the case last night. The quarterback was getting rid of it a little bit a little bit early, and we just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
I think coming in tonight's or last night's contest, you were number four in all classes of INTs. You add two more to the book, and then the unselfishness that you guys displayed on that INT by Blake Bear, and that's where Trevor Blackford really earned some stripes with me, because you know he's a big old guy and he had to get his body downfield in a hurry and be unselfish, and he was licking his lips when he got his opportunity, because he depleted the poor fellow from Centerville.
Well, Coach Folkerts, again, he does a great job with those guys and getting them rotated in and out. And I told Trevor after the game last night, I said, Trevor, that, you know, just from watching on game without watching so much or without seeing the film, I said, Trevor, that had to be the best high school football game you've played in your career. And you know, he's coming on, and that is a great sign for us. You know, it's nice to see the sometimes different players that are stepping up. They're taking the challenge head on and turning themselves into pretty good football players.
Coach, congratulations to your special teams, and we can't wait for you guys to score so we can watch this the kickoff team come out on the football field. So kudos to you and the guys for putting out a great product for us.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's move over to the defensive line, and Coach Folkerts is here, and he's now completely successfully down two giant mugs of coffee. And so he's going to be doing high kicks and handsprings here in a second.
Nah, I'd pull a groin muscle or something. I can't do that.
Hey, how about the defensive front? These guys really played outstanding football. You got guys quite a few minutes last night, Coach, and started to really show off the depth of this team. And, you know, guys like Carter Isley, they can get a few breathers over on the sidelines and get a break. And you bring guys like Trevor Blackford in, and you just keep rotating guys in. That really keeps a fresh front that really can be aggressive.
Yeah, if the offense wouldn't score so many points, Carter could play some more defense. But, hey, that's the way it works. You know, you go back to our special teams, and you hear the crowd go crazy, and they have a lot of fun with it. But then you hear a lot of uhs when they don't score.
Yeah,
it's because the special teams don't get to go out on the field. That's why. So the offense has got to score to get these guys out there to do what they do so well. And you know, it's not just one area of this football team; it's the whole football team together that makes it so fun. And these kids are just great kids to work with. And when you get the opportunity to do this, you just got to kind of cherish it and go on with it, because it don't happen all the time.
It really shows from, you know, I get to hang out with you guys a little bit, and every once in a while you let me hang around for a few seconds and watch the way that everybody works. And it's just really, you can see that you guys really as a coaching staff are having lots of fun together and really bought in it just seems like there is this really nice bond that's existing on the football field with everybody, and it just seems to be a joy. It's like, you know, I know you can't wait to get back together, not just on football on football Friday nights, but practice.
Yeah, you know, and it goes back to one of the sayings that you hear a lot of, and when coaches believe in coaches, and coaches believe in players, and players believe in coaches, everything goes really well. You know, and that's one of the questions I asked last night: do you guys believe? And that's the way this team is. That's the way this coaching staff is. And it's a unselfish coaching staff, you know, and you can see that in our players, because it just kind of drifts down into the players as well. Because, you know, if we got to move some kids around to try to make things happen to keep it as a two platoon, we don't have a problem with it. You know, Coach Daxter and I, for the last 5 years, have been running two platoon on our defensive and offensive lines. And that's one of the reasons why I say we can make it work. If something happens and he needs a guy that we may be playing a little bit more on defense, then he'll go to the offensive side, and that's where he stays until, you know, we either get somebody healed or get something fixed. Most generally, it's trying to fix something or implement something that needs to be fixed or, you know, done. And it just makes it so much fun to be able to coach with a group of coaches like this. And of course, it wouldn't happen if we wouldn't have the man with the tall feather on the end, you know, that keeps everybody else's trim down shorter, because otherwise, they try, like he said, he give us that tall feather and he might not get his back.
Yeah, I found out last night when I gave Stocker mine, and I don't know if I'm going to get the mic back again, but.
Yeah, but you control the switches. I've seen you. You just shut him off.
Good point. That's tough to do. He's a big man. Coach, the time you guys get in practice to work with the details of the position, you know, that too is another thing that really stands out. I've watched a lot of practices over the years, and you'll find a lot of programs that'll go and they'll run plays for for an hour and a half, and the offense is getting some carries, and defense gets a little bit of instruction, but really it's guys walking through plays over and over again. And you guys really, you do the same type of thing, but you break it into details of the positions. And I think going with two platoon football, as Coach mentioned earlier in our conversation, is these guys are getting a lot of reps and to the details of their particular position.
Well, it's the little things that win championships.
Yep.
You know, you pay attention to the little things. You know, you can run the plays all day long, but if you don't, for example, if you don't get in and hit with a three-point on the defensive line, you know, you're not going to move the guy as well. And, you know, like with going to the offensive side, if you don't sidestep or whatever they call their step for the running
crossover.
Back, crossover plant, then Carter don't gain as many yards. You know, look at the first game versus the third game. You know, it's just paying attention to the details and making the little things happen. And you can tell it, too, when you start our secondary guys don't get as much time. You know, and we had some secondary guys in the last couple games just on my side, on the defensive side of the ball, on the defensive line. And there's some of the things we couldn't run because it's the little details that kill us. if they don't execute properly, and you know, it's, we just keep coaching them up and getting better at it, you know. And first thing before I forget, Jeffrey Trachel last night got hurt on us, and you know, I just want to say, hey buddy, I hope everything's going well, and we're thinking and praying about you. So I didn't want to forget that, because I think he broke both the bones in his ankle last night in the freshman sophomore game, and that's, he's a tough kid, and he was in a lot of pain last night and didn't show a lot of emotion there. So I just want to say, how's it going? But going back to the defensive line, you know, Justin Bossard last night had a whale of a game too, and I, you know, you got to, my hat's off to him, because he led the team in tackles last night. And then you got big Trevor, you know, and Trevor's a kid that when he came in as a freshman, I'll never forget this, because I was on him so hard about getting into a proper stance. You got to get down. And he had a knee brace on. And I said, what'd you do to your leg? Oh, I was in a moped accident and destroyed my, I think it was his right knee, and had to have it completely rebuilt. Well, then I felt bad, because that was like 3 months earlier and he's playing football already. You know, and I said then, that kid won't quit.
Yeah.
He has no quit in his heart, and he'll be a player. And look what he did. You know, he's coming along a long ways, and
he's,
he really looks good.
Not just on the football field. He is just flat out entertaining.
You should try to coach him.
I have.
Put him and Justin Bossard together.
I tried. That's all you can get. Yeah, you've got the.
And then you got Brendan Bassett that jumps in there too. So, you know, and Josiah Harris, and then
you lack
Zach
no
Armstrong.
Enthusiasm.
No.
With this football team,
or comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets good. You got to be on your toes. They keep you on your toes in practice. Otherwise, something bad's going to happen.
You got to keep a tall feather.
Yeah. They got to know who's got the feather. And they do. They respect the coaches. And when it comes down to it, these guys know when it's time to get serious. What I've really enjoyed about these guys this year, you know, I've kind of taken a different approach to coaching this year, and I don't scream and yell. It's even keeled. And you know, I found out that the more you scream and yell, the more you have to scream and yell.
Yeah, exactly.
So I quit, and they shut up and listen, because they can't hear me. What'd he say? Uh-oh, that means we might have to run again or something, you know. So, and they don't like to make the conditioning coach mad, so that helps as well, you know.
Yeah, you do carry a tall feather, though. You know,
it's still about 3 inches shorter than you.
Well, exactly. Well, I mean, this guy's, you know. He's got extensions to his feathers, you know, that's how long they are. But
his are a different color, too, so everybody exactly. knows where to look. They can see
are
where he's
red?
At.
Red?
No, blue.
I'm very careful, because I'll be in trouble. I'll be doing conditioning here in a few seconds.
But yeah, you know, and just going back to these kids, it every year, you know, we grow as a coaching staff, we learn. I guess it's more I've been with this program for 7 years now, and I've learned so much about the behavior of kids and being able to read kids, and you know, you got to understand where each individual I shouldn't say kid, young man are at, young man at each position is at, both mentally and you know, what's going on in his life, so you can understand how to coach him, you know, and what makes his how to push his buttons to get him to perform. And that's where, as a coaching staff, that we've really come alive and been able to help these kids individually, both on and off the field, you know, to try to give them what they need to be better men later in life.
Well, you guys are doing a great job, Coach. I saw Dalton Fulkerts last night. The D-man was at the ball game. It was great to see him. He came up and gave me a big old hug. Well, I didn't know he was coming. So, you know, now I felt like one of those quarterbacks when he was coming on the backside, not knowing he was coming, because he laid into a big old hug. But it was great to see him.
Yeah, he loves this program and owes a lot to this program. You know, not because I'm a coach and he's my son, but, you know, he just feels like he owes it back to the program. And now he won't be able to come back. This is his last game to get to come back until I think after Thanksgiving, because they got a full schedule from here on out. So, he plays a lot of JV up there and has fun with it, and has made a lot of good friends up there. So it's, yeah, him and Dylan Perkins both came back.
I saw Brett Leshen last night too.
Yep,
it's just
Brett
really good
back.
To see these guys, and I know that's a part of the program, is because guys want to stay a part of the program because it meant something to them.
Yeah, they're still emotionally attached. You know, it's a lot of fun to watch them guys react, and you know, the alumni that comes back and watches the game, and you know, you get kids that filter, kids, young men that filter in and out, you know, that have played for us in the 7 years that we've coached, and they all come back and want to be a, you know, if they get the opportunity to come down to Afterglow, and just kind of keep celebrating with their team, because, you know, the kids prior to this, the young men prior to this is what built this program, and they're still part of this program, and so it makes it a lot of fun seeing these guys come back.
Get a taste of something sweet, a little sugar, you want to get a little more of it. Let's talk to the touchdown maker, Matt Baker. Let's relive some of his plays from last night. Again, this first play, a 49-yard, one-play possession for the Blue Demons on this 49-yard touchdown pass to touchdown maker.
One play from the 49-yard line to light it up. Matt Baker, 49 yards from Luke Sarver. And Matt Baker, the touchdown maker, and Albia scores again. And with a little under 2 minutes off the clock, Dan, Albia's got two scores on the board.
All right, touchdown maker, Matt Baker, sitting across from me. Matt, first of all, you know, I've watched you guys for a long time play together, but you come here in your freshman year, and it just seems like you guys really had this great bond. I knew you become friends with the Sarver boys, but you and Luke over your career here at Albia have had a lot of special moments just like that one.
Yeah, before I even moved here, I knew the Sarvers. We became really good friends. They actually talked me into coming to this town. I'm definitely glad they did that. So, yeah, over the years, me and Luke and Ryan, we formed a good bond together. I mean, also with quarterback and receiver, you got to have that bond. I mean, being able, easy, we got to trust each other. Him throwing me the ball, me getting to the place where I need to be. So, yeah, the friendship has grown, and I mean, it's going to continue doing that.
Well, you the lateral play. Run us through that. You know, you're running downfield. Looked like you had a little seam there, and a guy grabs hold of your ankle. But take it from there.
Yeah. I wait for the moment for Luke to come back to the huddle. Call 47 student body counter. I mean, butterflies hit my stomach as soon as I hear that play. So, Luke called the play. Lined up. First of all, I mean, the offensive line blocked it up perfectly. There was a huge hole. Could have drove a semi through it. I got into the secondary. I saw Nate Haveman. He was taking his guy out. So I saw a little seam there, and then looked like the safety maybe came over and kind of grabbed my ankles. And as soon as that safety got a hold of me, I heard Luke saying, "Hey, I got you, Matt. I got you." I looked over, little flip to him, and he was gone. So and then the rest is history. So that was, we haven't executed that. I mean, since I've been slot back, we haven't executed the pitch yet. So actually being able to execute that in a game, seeing how much we practiced it, is pretty pretty exciting.
That Storton Butta counter is not an easy play to execute because the line has to have everything down right, and then you got to take a handoff that's not necessarily very easy to take hold of.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the line's got a lot going on up front, and such. I mean, and then Gannon also, our tight end, he's pulling through the hole. I mean, the first guy he sees, he's got to make sure he picks up, and he's gotten a lot better at that this year. There's a lot going on through that play. I mean, and not just with the line. I mean, Luke's got to carry his fake all the way out, and he's got a long ways to catch up to me. So I mean, I'm taking a shortcut while he's taking the long route.
Like a jetpack on him, you know, and hit turbo, and I was like, what is that? That blur that just blew by, you know?
Exactly.
And the week before, you know, you're running down the field, and Luke Sarver chases you down at North Polk and running beside you, laying out the blocks. Yeah. You know, that's inspiring football. You got a guy that, you know, your quarterback. Mm-hmm. He's willing to be your lead blocker.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more quick than I am speed. I mean, first 20 yards, I'll be one of the faster guys in the field. And definitely Luke this 400 speed will take over. So yeah, Luke, he caught up to me, and I saw he got to the left of me, so it looked like he was gonna be a blocker. So I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm running downfield. And I'm saying, I'm breathing. I'm like, get him, just hopefully get it. And I mean, he got in front of him, I was able to get in the end zone. And yeah, it was funny. We got back to the bench, and he came up to me, he's laughing, he's like, "Man, I think I'm a little bit faster than you." And I'm like, "Yeah, after 20 yards, you got me, man. Yeah, you got me."
So what's it feel like to wear the spandex? Because you had the Superman outfit on last night, buddy. That special team play. We got to hear that one more time. But can we play that one more time? This is a number five. This play here. This was a ton of fun.
That's the student section, and they are excited about Friday Night Lights. And here's a return. Oh, is that Superman? Oh no, that's just Matt Baker wearing the outfit tonight as he flew through the air to make that ton of brick hits.
That wasn't special effects either. That was the hit and delayed. It took that long for the repercussion to get back, but that had to be a lot of fun. Is it not just contagious? Because I look out there and everybody wants to be that guy that's laying out the big hit.
Yeah, man. Every week you hear the name Bryce Leshner, Ryan Sarver laying the big hit, and I'm like, man, those guys are my buddies. But man, I want to have one of them hits. So I actually got an opportunity and. I capitalized on it, so it was pretty exciting. So kickoff is crazy, especially here. I mean, you could before kickoff, you can the adrenaline of the fans, you can feel it on the field. It's awesome. It's crazy.
Well, it's your senior year, buddy. You're having a great year. This team really seems to be focused on having a great ride, making sure the ride gets to its destination.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, and the thing is about this team, every single person on the team wants the same thing. I mean, there's not a lagger behind. So everyone has the same goal, and we know what we got to do to get there. I mean, every week we got to make strides to get better, and our coaching staff definitely do what we need to do for us to get better on our mistakes and keep pushing forward.
Well, I know last Friday night, the Friday night before North Polk, a difficult night for you, buddy. You had a lot weighing on your mind, and we were thinking about your family, and there's a lot more important things in the world than a football game.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that one was for Grandma. Yeah, she's in a better place now, and I mean it was hard. Yeah, I mean seeing her going up there and seeing her, I'm glad I got to see her before. She passed away. So yeah, that 81 yard touchdown run, first thing went through my mind. That's for you, Grandma. So
took it to the house. Mm-hmm. Matt Baker, touchdown maker, Superman wearing cape player, and congratulations. Great season out of you, Matt, and great win last night, homecoming 2014, Albie's way.
Thank you, Jason.
Coach Staton, we'll wrap things up with you, buddy. Davis County a week away, and what are the things we're going to be focusing on here as we go into the week of preparation?
Well, we've got to get healthy, first of all. And as you get further into the season, there are more dings. And there's a difference between pain and injury. And the injured players don't play, but some of the players are going to have to play with a little bit of pain. Davis County, well-coached team. That head coach is smart, and they gave us all we could handle last year and had us hanging on the ropes when they missed a field goal that would have taken us out of that game. But they'll be ready to play. It's a good rivalry, but there are some big old kids, and it seems like they have the same names in the lineup. They must have a lot of kids over in that part of the state that have the same name, because they're there every year, and they're big, and they're pretty fast. They can throw the ball. They're getting better. But on the final analysis, we got to get better ourselves. And they're not going to get a littler because we're coming to town. They're not going to slow down. They're not going to throw the ball not as well. They're going to do what they do. So we have to do what we do and do it to the best of our ability. And then we'll look up at the scoreboard at the end of the game and say, okay, that's the result. But we need a good week of practice. Preparation for this ball game. It is the most important game on our schedule because it's the next one, and whatever else matters after that, we'll look at that at that time. But right now, there's one game that we've got to focus on, and that's Davis County. And they've always played us a tough game, so we expect a good tough football game.
Head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, head coach Jerry State, and Albia victorious last night, 56-7. Davis County. That's what would be their homecoming. Next Friday night, and of course, we will be there to bring you every ounce of the action right here on your Sports Leader KISC. Kickoff at 7:30, but we start things off at 6 o'clock. We take you right to the midnight hour, 6 o'clock pregame show. And, of course, we join up with Fox 15 every Friday night, 10 o'clock, and take you right to the midnight hour. And what a great night it was last night. Looking forward to the week ahead. For the best producer in the business, Scotty Fry, looking like the piano man over here running the board, doing a great job of keeping everything in line. And let's relive some of those great moments that were last Friday night.
Where did Davis County play? 18-yard line, Kozarich rolls back, throws across the middle of the field, up for grabs, and picked up, running the other way, Blake Bear on the INT, is at the 20, 15, crosses field, 10, 5, take it to the house!
Touchdown, Albia! Blake Bear on the River Life Family Worship Center turnover. All turns brought to you by the River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, you can join them at the river every Sunday morning, 9:30. And Blake Bear takes it to the house. Touchdown, Albia.
That's the 13th interception for the Blue Demons. Actually, we had one earlier. We got called back, but still 13 of record for Blake Bear. That's it.
Here's Carter Isley inside the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Albia. Carter, the Iceman Isley, and he just froze that defender, Dan.
That is a hard run. Imagine that power out of Tennessee up this side. Back and I think extra block and Kira Judge. Plus the work from the line. That allows the two power backs to come through and just clear out any garbage that's left in the linebacker spot.
My blue-eyed girl.